You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis on Thursday received in audience the bishops of Uruguay who are in the Vatican for their ad limina visit. They will be here until November the 22nd and are scheduled to meet with officials at various Vatican dicasteries, including a meeting with members of the Congregation for the Causes of the Saints, where they will discuss some ongoing beatification and canonization processes. On Sunday, November the 19th, they will concelebrate Mass with Pope Francis in St. Peter's Basilica for the first World Day of the Poor. Bishop Heriberto Baudin of Melo in Uruguay told me that the bishops of Uruguay are very close to Pope Francis, also thanks to the geographical proximity of their homelands.
When Pope Francis was elected, he told the crowd which was in the Piazza of St. Peter, "It seems that my brother cardinals went almost to the end of the world to get a bishop for Rome. Well, we, Uruguayan bishops, we live in the same neighborhood where former Cardinal Bergoglio used to live. So we are really happy to meet again our old neighbor. We speak the same language, not just the River Plate Spanish, but we also recognize in him, in his words, the echo of a Latin American way, always in the communion of the whole Catholic Church. This Latin American way is recently shaped by the Conference of Aparecida, 10 years ago, where Jorge Bergoglio was the president of the redaction committee. When Pope Francis talks about sharing the joy of the gospel, when he asks the whole church to be a church which goes forth, to go forth as well to the existentials as the geographic outskirts, when he promotes a culture of encounter, a culture of mercy and compassion, and so on, we recognize this Latin American voice, and this is very encouraging for us. Pope Francis knows deeply our country and the Uruguayan Church. He knows our special history. He is aware that in the Catholic firmament of Latin America, Uruguay is a very low magnitude star. This is the fruit of more than a century of secularized culture. Religion is banned in public schools. Ignorance on religion matters is frequent. The kerygma must be permanently announced. But after this session with Pope Francis, we can say, as the Emmaus disciples, "We felt our hearts burning. We are ready to go on the road and to continue inviting all our people to live a personal encounter with Jesus Christ in his church."
And that was Bishop Heriberto Baudin of Melo in Uruguay.